All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome back to the show Bonnie Jill Laughlin. She is a former NBA scout and entertainer, dancer, cheerleader. She also is a author because she has a book called In a League of Her Own, Celebrating Female First in Sports. Bonnie Jill, welcome to the show. I remember last time you were on the show, we were talking about how you were working on this book. And, you know, let's just start with you. I'm sure you don't write a chapter on yourself, but you were the first female NBA scout. And from what I know, correct me if I'm wrong, the only one. So as much as you thought maybe you were, being a trailblazer there, what happened? I mean, there should have been more after you, right?
Yeah. First of all, Rick, thanks for having me on. But, yeah, you would think so. I mean, at the end of the day, scouting isn't as glamorous as people would think. I mean, I remember when I was scouting with Pac-10, Pac-12, now actually non-existent now, but and Big 12 conferences, and, you know, I'm getting in rental cars late at night. You're traveling all over the place, and it's, like I said, it's not glamorous, so maybe people don't want to do it. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy that I left the organization in 2013, and almost 10 years ago, and there's no one else who's done it yet. So that is kind of wild.
All right. It's very interesting, though. Some of the people, you talked to some huge, huge names, and let's just start with Billie Jean King. I'm showing my age here, but I remember the Battle of the Sexes with Bobby Riggs, and uh-huh. I was a little kid with Women's Lib and all that. And then, of course, you know, getting into gay rights and other things as well. I mean, you talk about a trailblazer in so many different ways with her.
Absolutely. And being a minority as a female, her coming out and from the her being a lesbian to all the different things that she stands for with women's equality. And she just paved the way for so many opportunities for so many women. And it was great to have her. I was kind of excited. You know, I kind of fangirled over it, Rick, because, you know, Billie Jean King, she's a legend. And then you're able to have her in your book, as my chapter one. So it was pretty amazing, all the things that she's done, what she's continuing to do. Like I said, it was an honor to have her.
You know, it was cool, too. At the time, her brother, Randy Moffitt, was a pitcher for the Giants.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yep.
Yeah, good knowledge. There's also a name there, Rachel Balcovich. And, you know, we know Alyssa Knocken here as an assistant coach to the Giants. But Rachel mm-hmm. was the first ever straight-up manager in the minors. She's not a big name, but she should be, and I'm glad she's in the book.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that was really important for me, Rick, is to have women in the book that maybe people aren't aware of yet, or maybe either, they're too young to know, or they just aren't on the radar. And it was really important for me to have Rachel in there. First of all, she started at the very bottom, working her way up through the Yankees organization. Now she's a now player personnel for the Marlins. And so she's really done so many strides and really worked her butt off to get where she's at. And I really needed to make sure that she was celebrated and highlighted in my book.
You know, and then you have Danica Patrick, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of times you think, oh, you're just here because you're a pretty face. I'm sure you've dealt with this as well. It's like, no, I have savvy, I have talent. And that was kind of the thing with Danica. Oh, uh-huh. She's such a cutie pie. And like, no, she's a badass racer, and she had to prove it, and she did.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what I loved about her is that she wasn't afraid to also show her feminine side. She had her masculine side on the track, but her feminine side when she was doing all those GoDaddy ads. And, you know, she was someone that when I spoke with her, she goes, you know, I never realized, Bonnie Jill, that I was being this role model. She goes, I was just going out there and doing my passion, and that was being a race car driver. She goes, but then when I got removed from the sport, she's like, I had so many little girls coming up to me and saying, thank you so much. Now I can be a race car driver. And she goes, gosh, maybe I should have made better decisions, or maybe, you know, different decisions. And she was really kind of in awe, and she actually started crying. And, you know, she's very stoic that she was this role model. And it was really nice to see that she kind of had a, like, she kind of took off a layer and was able to really let her hair down and explain what it meant to be in this book and to be, you know, the first.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee is in there, and, you know, obviously her Olympic medals, I mean, Seoul, Barcelona, even before that, L.A., Atlanta, gold, silvers, bronze, the whole thing. But The one thing that I remember about her more than anything was she was just one of those athletes that just seemed to have a joy. I mean, she always had a smile on her face when everybody else was
smile.
Yeah, everybody else was frowning because it's like it's serious business here.
Yes, and she was great to talk to because she said some funny things. First of all, she was like, all I was concerned about when I was at the Olympics, I was going to be on TV, and I wanted to make sure I had the right makeup on and my nails were done. And, all, you know, it's so cute, you know, because she was like, I was more nervous about being on TV than just running the race, which just shows, you know, how easy it was for her, right? But it was a joy to speak to her. She kept, you know, saying that she was so glad to be in the book because of the fact that she's not sure if some of the younger generation remembers her or what she did. And she was so important because I looked up to her when I was a kid. So to have her in the book was, you know, just an honor.
You also have Jeannie Buss, someone that you know very well. And I know her husband, Jay Moore, which is really cool that they're together now.
Recent husband. Yep.
Yes. The recent one. And for you, though, as someone, I mean, you obviously admire her and she gave you your start. Were you still able to sort of take that, that look at her instead of like, I can't just bow down. I need to get to the nitty gritty here.
Right. Absolutely. And I've known the Buss family, obviously, for so long. And I was able to really get down to some of the struggles that she's had. I knew some of them, Rick, because she helped me along the way when I was at the Lakers and being the first female, but she was really able to kind of get down to some of the, you know, struggles, you know, with her father, with her brothers, with her posing in Playboy and how she was perceived after she was in that article. So she really gave me a very transparent and candid interview, which I really appreciated because she didn't have to, right? And most of the women did, which was really nice. And to show the struggles of trying to be in a relationship or the different sacrifices that they made and didn't realize until they were out of the sport. So for me, it was great because Jeannie's the queen of the Lakers, and it was great, you know, her being a mentor, but now, you know, being in my book.
Also, you have Mary Lou Retton, and, you know, I was right around Halloween, I think. She had pneumonia, and she didn't have health insurance, and
yeah.
And I, you know, she's about the same age as me, and I'm thinking, to me, Mary Lou Retton is America's little sweetheart. I don't think of her as older than 30, and I'm like, wait, she's in her 50s? And, of course, you talked to her probably before all this, but what happened whereas she got into a state where she had no health insurance? Because luckily, she pulled out of it, right?
Yes, and funny enough, ironic enough, when I was interviewing her, it was really hard to get an interview booked because she was actually dealing with this flesh-eating bacteria at the time. This is even before she got the pneumonia and the other health problems. So it was really like a rough stretch for her. And then to find out that she didn't have health insurance, and you know, luckily they had a lot of the different GoFundMes and so forth. And I think Mattress Mack helped. And you know, there's a lot of people that you know went to bat for her because someone like her is so iconic in women's sports and what she did for America. And you know, on the cover of Wheaties and everything, it was wild to know that she didn't have health insurance and wasn't covered. And that was a problem that, you know, should always be taking care of our Olympians. So I'm glad that she was able to get back on her feet. I know, spoken to her a little bit with her daughter, and she's still kind of hiding out for a little bit while she tries to recover. But we wish her all the best because everyone loves Mary Lou.
Before we let you go, need to mention your nonprofit, Hounds and Heroes and Horses. Tell us a little bit more for people who don't know about that.
Yes, Hounds, Heroes and Horses. We rescue dogs that would otherwise be euthanized from the shelter, which is a high risk, and then pair them up with veterans that are suffering from TPS, TBI, amputees, as service dogs, therapy dogs. As we know, the suicide rate is alarmingly high. And so we try to make a difference there, as well as the horses that I rescue from off the track, race horses and horses that would otherwise be slaughtered. And we do equine therapy retreats at the ranch I have here in Texas. We also have expanded to disabled children, and so they come out as well. And we do the homeless veterans here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Los Angeles.
Well, we are on American Forces Network. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do. We thank you for that. We also thank you for doing all those USO tours because you really put your money where your mouth is. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, 19 USO tours, 8 downrange to Iraq and Afghanistan. And whenever they call, it's like, didn't matter if it was Thanksgiving, Christmas, you name it, I'm down there to make sure that our men and women in uniform, you know, we go out there, boost some morale, and try to bring a piece of America to them while they're fighting for our country and being our heroes.
That's awesome. The book is called In a League of Her Own, Celebrating Female First in Sports. Where can we get it?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target. Right now is probably Amazon's probably the easiest, but all those, and you can go in the local bookstore as well.
Great stuff. Bonnie Jill Laughlin, congratulations on the book, and thanks for coming by. Let's do it again soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I always appreciate it.
Sure, no doubt. It's Bonnie Jill Laughlin. And if you recognize the name listening on Bay Area Radio, she was on the Murph and Mac show on KMBR for a little while as well. If you thought, why, how do I know that name? That's how you know the name. She was also a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. She's done a lot. Remember last time she was flabbergasted because we were talking rodeo and she was a barrel racer, and I said that I had just been to the Rodeo Hall of Fame in Colorado Springs. That was the only person who was like, no way. Everybody else is like, why would you go there?